Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we come to what traditionally was the conclusion of the octave of the Epiphany. And usually at the end of an octave you had another feast. And in this case it was the baptism of our Lord, which is one of three, actually, episodes that are celebrated with the Epiphany. You have the actual coming of the Magi, which is the principal one that is celebrated on the feast. And you have the wedding feast at Cana, which you may hear in next Sunday's Gospel, I'm not certain. And then you have the baptism of our Lord, these three. And here we see, actually, the second revelation of the Blessed Trinity in Scriptures. First one, of course, is at the Annunciation, when the Archangel mentions explicitly all three persons in bringing about the incarnation of our Lord. In responding to Our Lady's question, how she was now to be the Mother of God, yet remain consecrated virgin. Now here we have the second one, as we see the Son coming to be baptized, the Holy Spirit descends upon him in the form of the dove, and the Father's voice is heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so we have again, explicitly, all three persons of the Blessed Trinity. There is also something else here, and being revealed to us this, the all three persons of the Blessed Trinity also brings into correlation with exactly what our Lord did by coming to John to be baptized. He instituted the sacrament of baptism. The baptism that St. John was administering was not the sacrament. It was a symbol, and it represented repentance. It was a baptism for repentance. Here, as one saint puts it, here our Lord, through his baptism, cleansed the waters of the Jordan. Cleansed the waters for baptism. That is the sacrament, which is a cleansing. And we can look at three characteristics of the sacrament, three things it does for us. One, it is a cleansing because it washes away original sin, which we all inherited from our first parents, and also all other actual sins as well. In fact, if we were to die at that moment of our baptism, we are instantly in paradise. And so on one occasion when I was actually the godfather of one of my nieces, and the priest who baptized her, who was an old gruff man, very good priest, don't get me wrong, but he was an old gruff man, and he could look down upon her as I am holding her in my arms with my miraculous medal hanging right over her head, and he looked down upon her and he nearly broke down, which one never expected of him, but he nearly broke down. He said, it was right after he finished the baptism. He broke down, nearly broke down. He said, "I wish I were as close to God as you are right now." The price, because she was now that cleansed. That's the first characteristic of baptism, the washing away of all original sin and other actual sins. Secondly, it makes us children of God. We become now his children. We had not the friendship with him before our baptism. But with baptism now we are his children and heirs, heirs to the kingdom of heaven. Children by adoption, as our Lord is by generation, but we are still his children. And just as Mary is his mother, the mother of the Son, the mother of God, she's also our mother. So now at that point, God looks down and he said, "There is my child." And Mary looks down and says the same, "There is my child." the highest, the best parents anyone could ever have. And they are there still with us always, watching over us, seeking to bring us into heaven, seeking to bring us closer to God. And the third characteristic, it makes us members of the mystical body of Christ, the church. You become one with everyone else in the church. We are called to work together. And with that comes a call that every single one of us has, not one exception. That is the call to holiness. Something we must spend the rest of our lives working out, always seeking to respond to. As our Lord puts it in the Gospel, also, to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We have to work that out. St. Paul tells us we have to work out our salvation. But that we get that start with baptism, with that spark of faith, well, the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love, charity, within our baptism. And we must nurture it and make it grow. We must keep praying for that grace every day. Without that grace, we'd never be able to do it. Alone, we can't. But with the grace of God, all things are possible. And it doesn't make any difference how weak we are, and we all are weak. We can, with the grace of God, do it. And we must respond to that call then from the rest of our lives and make use of the sacraments that we have, sacrament of penance, once we receive our first confession and our first communion, that we can do regularly, frequently, to help maintain us in that state of grace. And there, at that moment also, here we again, the correlation with the Blessed Trinity, we become a dwelling for all three persons of the Blessed Trinity. They dwell within us through our baptism. Let us not never squash them out with sin, but seek always to maintain a fit dwelling place for them. And we have the greatest example of all we have, our most blessed Lady, who always conformed to His will, to God's will, and therefore always maintained a fit dwelling for the Holy Trinity, always. Let us then, as we reflect on this awesome mystery, that of the incarnation of our Lord, and through his baptism, as we also reflect on what that does for us, all of us who are baptized, that we have within us the Holy Trinity, that we are incorporated into the church, the mystical body of Christ, that we are His members, we are His children, the children of God, the brothers of Christ, children of God, children of Mary, heirs to the kingdom of heaven, that we continue always to maintain within ourselves that fit dwelling for the Blessed Trinity, that we may indeed achieve, with the grace of God, our salvation, and respond to that call of holiness, to holiness that we have, and unite ourselves ever more closely, each and every day, that ultimately we can be completely consumed and united with Him in eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.